And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 29th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832. Started out writing sensational stories about suicides and duels and opium addiction and mind control, bigamy, murder, what she called blood and thunder books. She said, "I seem to have a natural ambition for the lurid style." She wrote them under male pseudonyms so as not to embarrass her family. But in 1867, an editor suggested that she try writing what he called a girl's book, and she wrote Little Women. It was based on her own family, her own experience. Little Women became immediately popular, and Alcott was disappointed because it meant that she was obligated to keep writing books like that and not to write the ones that she really wanted to. It's the birthday of Madeline Lengo, born in New York City, 1918. Tried to write realistic novels about ordinary families and ordinary situations. But after she'd read about the ideas of Einstein, she wrote a science fiction novel called A Wrinkle in Time, about children who have to rescue their father from a planet where individuality has been outlawed. It was rejected by 26 different publishers. They all felt the book was too difficult for children, too fantastic for adults. But when it came out in 1962, it won the Newbery Medal and became a classic. Still sells about 15,000 copies a year. And it's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, born in Belfast, 1898, best known for the Chronicles of Narnia, a 7-volume series of children's books, the first in the series, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. C.S. Lewis, also well known for his essays on Christianity. He'd been raised Anglican, became an atheist as a teenager, then a theist in his 20s, and in his early 30s, he converted wholeheartedly to Christianity. He said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." Taught English and medieval literature for 3 decades at Oxford, was considered an imposing, unapproachable figure by his students. One time he recited 100 lines of a poem by Matthew Arnold to a student who was still not convinced of the poem's merit, and so Professor Lewis said, "The sword must settle it." He handed the student a rapier. He drew a rapier himself. They had a fencing match. The pupil was nicked by C.S. Lewis's sword. He bled a few drops and was dismissed. C.S. Lewis died a week shy of his 65th birthday in Oxford, the same day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled A November Sunrise. Wild geese are flocking and calling in pure golden air, glory like that which painters long ago spread as a background for some little hermit beside his cave giving his cloak away, or for some martyr stretching out on her expected rack. A few black cedars grow nearby, and there's a donkey grazing. Small craftsmen, steeped in anonymity like bees, gilded their wooden panels, leaving fame to chance, like the maker of this wing-flooded golden sky, who forgives all our ignorance, both of his nature and of his very name, freely accepting our one heedless glance." A November Sunrise by Ann Porter, from An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanik and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.